Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, how's it going? This is Matt here from Silver Fortune. So the other day I received a suggestion for a topic of a video of a podcast talking about maybe one of the most underrated, overlooked, and maybe the most important piece of prepping. This is from one of my patrons over on Patreon, a guy by the name of David. And rather than explain exactly what he's saying here, I'm just going to read out his entire post here and then kind of expand on it beyond there. So he starts out with, "Hi Matt, I have a suggestion for a topic, which is a question of what the most important thing to have is when things go south. I mean, more than the type of silver to own. I mean, generally, I would submit the most important thing to have is community at all levels, including family, church, town, network of good friends, etc. If you are an isolated individual, no number of guns is going to save you if a gang shows up at your door. On the other hand, no gang is going to invade a town that has maintained its integrity. I was reflecting the other day that I don't own any guns. It's not all that easy here in Massachusetts. But my brother-in-law, a few miles south, has an arsenal. I've lived in this town for 25 years and have good relationships with a number of our cops. Some I would run with on a weekly 5K. Another I used to coach in youth soccer. I know all my neighbors and we help each other out in times of trouble. People tend to stay in this town for generations, typical for New England. A woman who grew up in my house now lives next door to me. In times of serious trouble, I see these New England towns pulling together. Far different in California, where my brother lived for years, without ever meeting his neighbors or knowing their names." I think this is an excellent post, excellent suggestion from David. And I would say that he's just about spot on for maybe one of the most important pieces of prepping. I mean, when the idea of prepping, the term is just thrown out there and people initially get interested in it, a lot of it really centers around really superficial things, like literally things, guns, ammo, food, a bug out bag, a cabin in the woods or wherever it is, a bunker. And that's what people think of as prepping. But of course, for a long time, I've talked about how, you know what, like at the end of the day, I think maybe one of the most important pieces of prepping is not so much the goods or the stuff that you're buying, but more so the mental preparation, right? Mental preparation, skills, et cetera, things of that nature. And Dave makes a great point here, a great case for maybe community being the most important part of prepping. And I think that the big takeaway here is that you don't need to live in New England. You don't need to live in a small Massachusetts town. You don't need to live in a small town, period, in order to benefit from this type of community. Now, don't get me wrong, it's going to be more difficult if you're living in New York City, if you're living in Los Angeles, if you're living in a large metropolitan area with a lot of people. Let's say you're living in an apartment complex with hundreds potentially of people in the building. That makes things difficult, you know, far more difficult than a small New England town or a small suburban neighborhood to create this type of community. But I think it's possible. And I think he's absolutely spot on when he says that a network of friends, a family of people that you trust is so important. And this can look so many different ways. But the big takeaway here is that isolation is probably not your best bet. There's maybe some pros to isolation, but as a whole, creating a network, I think, offers a ton of benefits. And so I want to take this to a couple different levels of types of community that you can have, okay? So let's say you are living, it doesn't matter where, what setting you're in, but let's say for the purpose of this, let's say you are living in a large apartment complex in a major metropolitan area, 100 people within it, the metropolitan area, easy for me to say, let's say is 5 million people, okay? A massive population, okay? And you're new to this area. You're not a native of, let's say you moved from a rural area, or let's say you moved from halfway across the country. You don't really know anyone here. You know, even just one friend, it could be a coworker, right? It could be your next door neighbor, whoever it is. One friend, automatically, you put yourself at a greater advantage over somebody that doesn't have that friend or that one person that you can trust at some level. Do you see what I'm saying here? Because now you can rely on that person to some extent for whatever it might be, whether it be that whole idea of strength in numbers, or whether it be a little bit of extra supplies or whatever. And of course, you have to understand that's a give and take. They're going to rely on you to some extent. And certainly, you know, for those of you that are major preppers and own tons of supplies and whatnot, you have to be careful with who you share that information with. But just one person, I mean, automatically you put yourself at an advantage, right? Now, what if you have 5 people, 10 people, a network, right, of people within an apartment or within a city block that know each other fairly well, or even just a network of coworkers within this large metropolitan area? Even if you're spread out throughout the city, you have an advantage. Right. Even if your goal is to get out of the city, if things go south, you have an advantage. You can coordinate. You can coordinate with supplies. And that's just on the basic level. Right. You know, if you make good enough friends with somebody in your apartment, you don't even need to necessarily share with them that you are a quote unquote prepper or anything like that. If you form a great enough trust, that alone can be enough to, you know, when the time comes, say like, hey, I kind of saw this coming. I'm somewhat prepared. Can we work together in this, right? Especially if you trust them and their character. I mean, you have to be careful. You have to be careful in choosing people of good character and whatnot, but that's just on the basic level. But you can take it to another level, right? Let's say you are living in a suburban community or rural community, and you find enough, you know, like-minded individuals, even if you're not all into prepping. I mean, the possibility for you to band together when things go really poorly is far, far greater if you have good relationships beforehand. So let's say you live in a small, you know, I went to high school in a small rural town of, you know, 300 some people. It's a type of town where if something went really poorly, it's like in those movies where people are moving from town to town in some sort of apocalyptic scenario, and they move across that country town, and you have, you know, all the people sitting at the few entrances to town in their pickup trucks, you know, rifles in hand and whatnot. You know, it sounds paranoid, and maybe to some extent it is in some of those movies or those scenarios, but those towns, I mean, can you blame them? Why not use that type of community? Why not use those resources? Right. Another great example would be like a suburban neighborhood, right? Maybe not even necessarily a gated community, but, you know, a big long, you know, a cul-de-sac or maybe in a larger community. If you can start some sort of rudimentary beginnings of I guess, banding together, would that be something like a community watch program, right? Maybe you know a couple of people in your neighborhood that are preppers or somewhat even move in that direction, then great. You guys can create some sort of plan. And I don't want to make this sound like some sort of a fantasy situation where you're going to have people up in watchtowers and other people like guarding the entrances with AR-15s. You don't have to go that far, but that type of community is so valuable. And you can even take it to the extreme. If you are so dead set on something terrible happening and whatever, you know, some people choose to move to, you know, very secluded communities. I'm talking like ranches or complexes out in, you know, the middle of nowhere, where they move there with a bunch of like-minded individuals or family members or whatever. And, you know, 20 people in something like that, it's, you know, by today's social standards, it's not ideal by any means, but they're putting themselves at an advantage, right? They can all share pool resources, right? You don't individually have to worry about all of those different buckets that you need to fill in terms of prepping. That's an idea I think I took from Freedom Forest USA, but you know, the idea of protection and food and water and medicine and fuel and shelter and all. No, I mean, if you pool it all, then you guys can share that type of responsibility. Don't get me wrong. these ideas of community, they share some risk. And I get it. Some people automatically will choose isolation over that because of that risk, right? What if somebody is just poor character and they're somebody that can't be trusted? What if they're a loose cannon? What if they just don't quite get it? Like, do you want to have that type of relationship with a neighbor who thinks like the idea of the government not providing everything for them or protecting them, or the idea of everything kind of falling apart, if they just can't even conceive of that idea, do you want to depend on them? Probably not. You have to understand that it's going to be mostly a one-way relationship. They might be depending on you, right? If you, for whatever reason, just don't trust people, I get that. There's risks associated with it. You might fully trust somebody and they might still, head in a poor direction. But I think that the benefits far outweigh the risks if you enter this with some wisdom and if you do this over a long period of time. There's a ton of value. Dave here in this post is absolutely right. Maybe the most important part of prepping is forming community, whether it's family, friends, neighborhood, etc. It offers you a ton of value. So I guess my advice would be to engage in that type of community anyways. I mean, it's the great thing is that what's the worst case scenario, I guess, in terms of making all these preparations is that you never need them. And that's not really, that's probably the best case scenario. But in terms of ever needing that type of community for disaster purposes or something like that, well, then, yeah, you never need to use it, right? But you have that community anyways. You have those relationships anyways. And oftentimes, life is much better that way, right? If you have those types of relationships. Even in fact, he brings up church, as a piece of community. And that as well. I mean, think of the value in being a member of a church or of a congregation or whatever. Whatever we're talking about, neighborhood, church, family, at the end of the day, if things are fine and everything we're saying here on this channel and here in this space, talking about how the economy is in terrible shape or how vulnerable the electric grid is, power grid is, or et cetera, whatever scenario you want to pick out, even if we're all wrong, well, at the end of the day, you made some friends, I guess. You built a community. So if nothing else, I think that's still a win. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on this video down below in the comment section. Is this something you consider? Is this something you are intentional about? I mean, that's the thing here. You have to be intentional about forming this community, making these connections. Is this something you practice personally? So let me know down below in the comment section. As always, if you want to help this channel out, if you enjoy my content, the number one thing you can do, you've already done, and that is watch this video or listen to this podcast. And yes, I am on most major podcast platforms. I've been talking about that a lot lately, but check me out if you prefer to listen over just watching. But the number one thing you can do, you've already done, and that's watch or listen. Beyond that, liking, commenting, and subscribing. If you are in a podcast platform, leaving a review, giving me some star rating, depending on what platform it is. That helps me out a ton. And that's really going above and beyond. So if you would be so kind as to do any of those things, I appreciate it a ton. But as always, I'm just happy to have you here in the first place. So thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for watching this video, listening to this podcast, and God bless.